Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everyone? Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. We have a loaded show for you today. A lot of stuff coming up. Got some sound from the Phoenix Suns. If you're watching the game live, I apologize. This is pregame stuff that the Suns talked about before the game with the Clippers today. So if you're watching live, you're probably going to say, wait a second, we already know that. But don't already know it. Because we're going to pretend we don't already know it. Because we're going to pretend it didn't happen a couple minutes before it actually happened. Anyway, we got sounds from that. We got some pregame sound as well from the Mercury. And we're going to talk a little baseball today as well. I got some news and notes from the U.S. Open Tennis that's coming up. So we'll get into all of that. And we have scheduled on today from KQNA up in Prescott, the doc, to talk some baseball with us as well. So we'll get into all that right here on the Cave Show with PLR. We are brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Chandler Heights, 4991 South Alma School, to be exact. When you go down there, let them know that PLR sent you. They will take care of you, tuning you up to about 10% of your cigar purchase. On days when I'm actually in the house, it is 15%. So you definitely want to get down there to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Let them know that PLR from the Cave Show sent you. Now, you can become a club member real easy. All you have to do is talk to one of the folks that are there. Ron Harden is the owner. He's there a lot. Tina's down there a lot as well. So let them know you want to be a club member. They'll get you a locker. It backs you up. It backs up to a humidor. Sticks never go bad. You can store them there. Come down, watch all the games. Hell, it's 1 o'clock. Live basketball has been going since 10 o'clock this morning. So there's games on all the time. When you become a club member, it gives you access to the member lounge, which is great. You have your own little key code to get back in there, relax, sit down. It is an incredible experience. All that's at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, Chandler, Arizona. Now, for whatever reason, you can't make it down. Don't let that stop you from looking at their great selection of sticks. Just go to Stogie World, STOAGIEworld.com. Most shipments are sent the exact same day as they are ordered. All this is at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. One other thing about Maduro's this week, for Cigars with the Cave Show, that event will actually be held on Friday. Friday this week, not on Thursday, due to another engagement. Some other quick news and notes to let you know about. We will be part of a Zoom meeting tomorrow with ASU's head basketball coach, Bobby Hurley. I have updates and news on that for you on Thursday. So there's a lot going on in the world of sports. We're doing our best to keep you as into everything as we possibly can. Tomorrow, don't forget, we have scheduled to come on Katie Heindel. Going to be a great show. Looking forward to her coming on the show tomorrow. Today, we're going to start off. We have Doc from KQNA scheduled to give us a call in about 6 minutes. Hopefully, that still works out for him. Calling number is the Kerry Lackey Law Line, 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828. A couple things I just want to jump into real quick first. I want to talk about the Mercury Wild having an opportunity and a lot of the things that they have going on. They started out 0-2. They came back. They won their last two. They got a 4 o'clock game tonight against the Mercury. Against the Atlanta Dream. Some of the things that they've been shoring up, they have done a much better job in the third quarter. There's a couple times where they've taken a punch over the last two games, but they've been able to fight back and not let that define the game or get the game completely out of reach, which is what they really needed to do. Got a chance to catch up with a couple of the players this morning, Bria Hartley and Sophie Cunningham. Just want to kind of talk about some of the things that they talked about with me this morning and some of the things that they pointed to. First, we'll start with Bria. She's been playing absolutely lights out. The ball looks like it's going in an ocean right now for her. She's just taking pebbles and just throwing it, and it's hitting spot after spot after spot. And one of the things that I wanted to get with her and ask her about was how is that happening? How is she staying in that type of rhythm? And she said it's just simply confidence.
I think you see it. Just my confidence is flowing. I think with New York, a lot of times they were going under screens, and I'm a shooter, so I think I'm gonna come off looking to shoot that every time, regardless of whether I'm making or missing. So that's kind of a shot I'm always going to take. I'm just trying to get things within the offense, continue to move the ball side to side, make it tough for them. And I think when we were coming off that second pick and roll, I was coming off and able to get open and get some shots.
Now, she was being specific. That had to do with the New York game, but she added to more this morning.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go out there and play confident. I'm trying to take what the defense gives me. I feel like when you have Skylar out there, BG out there, and B, they kind of take a lot of attention and it's able to open up some things for me, and I've just been able to knock it down lately.
Now, the one key thing that they have to do is they have to keep BG out of foul trouble. Brittany Griner's picked up some really cheap fouls in two of the last four games. Brittany said herself, she has to be able to play. She has to be able to play physically. There's certain things that she just feels that they're not, the refs are not letting her do. But one of the things that she has to do is she has to work it out and come to grips with how she can stay out of foul trouble. I mean, it's really just that simple. And one of the things that Coach Sandy Rendello alluded to as well yesterday during a call was that she just had, some of those screens may have been sketchy one way or the other, but she just has to figure it out and she has to get out of it. One of the things I asked Bria Hartley was, how do you, as a point guard, help her stay out of foul trouble?
You gotta just make sure we're waiting on screens, not going too early, waiting for her to get set, then coming off. And that's the best way we can help her, and she just gotta make sure she stays set, it doesn't move.
Both. Point guards have to help her, and she has to help herself. It's really just that simple. It takes both of those things to put everything together. And catching up with Sophie Cunningham, asking her some things about how things are going for her. How do you stay in rhythm offensively when you're looking up and Bria Hartley's going off the way she has, and Diana now has it going, and BG, when she wasn't in foul trouble, how she has it going. Skylar has a game. In fairness to Skylar Diggins, she has been playing very well. The first two games defensively, even she said, she needs to up her intensity level, but her defense, especially on ball, has been a lot better. And offensively, don't just look at points. Skylar Diggins is what I like to call a sweet spot passer. So she puts the ball in a position where you can catch and do something with it. There are some people that give you passes. You're open for a shot. They throw it to your left, throw it to your right, throw it up high, throw it down low. She puts it right in whatever spot you need to be successful after the catch. And as we talked about that a little bit with Sophie and Skylar, and how she's putting those passes on the diamond, she says there's more to it than that.
I think everyone forgets that Sky hasn't played in a couple of years, honestly. And so for her to come out, she is scoring the ball well for not playing for 2 years, but she just brings so much more to the game. She brings that passion, that feistiness, and of course her passes. I mean, they're phenomenal. Her coming off ball screen, just a hard guard. And so I think her scoring will come. She's a natural scorer. But I think we have to give her some grace considering that, she did just have a kid and then this whole COVID thing happened. And so for her not to play for a couple of years, I think she's playing fantastic.
Also ask Sophie Cunningham, because you're playing with BG, and like I said, with Skylar and Bria and Diana, how do you stay in rhythm? How do you stay ready offensively? And this is what she said.
Well, I'm just going to say I was 100% last game, you know, one for one. So, no, I just think it's one of those things that it's like you just have to be focused. When you're focused and you're into the game, and honestly my assignments are more defensive, then it's easy for me to stay focused on the offensive end. And so, I don't know, that's just my mindset. I don't even really think about that because I know when I'm out there, I just have to stay ready. And so I think my competitiveness and my passion and the way that I just have laser-like focus out there, I think that helps me stay ready.
And then also, Sophie, is out there with people that can do their thing. How do you protect yourself and not get caught up just watching? And I love her response because it's always about team.
You know, I think that's the easiest part for me because I love celebrating my teammates. And Dee and Bria are the most selfless people, and it's really easy to celebrate them. And so I'm their hype man. I'm there for it. You know, that one pass that Dee had to Breezy, I think in our third game, like I was talking because I room with Bree, and she's like, you know, on those type of passes, you just have to stay ready because Diana sees things that you don't even see, and so you just don't want to be the one to mess up a really good play for her. But no, I think it's really easy to celebrate this team this year.
Today they have the Atlanta Dream. Atlanta Dream, they're 2-2 as well, and I'm going to get more into that a little bit later. We do have the Doc giving us a call in. Want to get to him because this guy knows baseball. And I want to talk about what's going on with these D-backs, what's going on with this COVID-19 double. We're going to get on to that with the Doc. We're going to do that in exactly 45 seconds.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Happy Tuesday to you. Hopefully everyone is having a great day so far, watching a lot of sports. Makes today a whole lot easier. One quick note, don't forget, if you ever miss this show, you can catch a replay on KSRN. Download from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store. 3 o'clock every day, catch the replay of The Cave Show with PLR. I am now honored to bring on my friend from KQNA. He knows baseball. He knows way more baseball than I ever will know. So I'm not going to say that again, because then that takes away all my arguments where I have good ones for him. On the line here on The Cave Show, on the Kerry Lackey line, the one, the only, the Doc. Doc, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Hey, Paul. How's it going? Good to hear your voice.
Well, you too. You know, in some of those Diamondback Zoom meetings, Ron, I see you and I hear you pop in with the question. I'm like, that's my man right there. I gotta catch up with him and see what's happening and what's going on. And thank you for making some time to hop on today.
Oh yeah, the Zoom calls have been good, but I usually am just an observer because what I like to do is one-on-one stuff, and it's pretty difficult to even attempt to do that. And so I lay back in the woods, but I'm paying attention. And man, the Diamondbacks are in fact, it's kind of interesting. If you would have said, which of our teams, the Coyotes, they're the Suns, Diamondbacks, Cards would be, you know, having the best chance, I might have said the Diamondbacks. And look at the start they got off to. The Suns are undefeated in their little bubble, and the Coyotes are doing well. So you never know in sports. That's why you play the game.
Exactly. You can always do it on paper. And the Diamondbacks, honestly, there was so much hype. We heard how everyone was hitting well, seeing the ball well in the summer camp, and Robbie Ray looked better than he ever looked. And all that hype came, and right now there's not much substance to that. Why do you think they're off to such a slow start?
Well, one thing about the summer camp, this idea struck me the other day. Maybe Robbie Ray looks so great because he was pitching to our hitters. I mean, you know, if you really think about it, with these batting averages and everything, you would have to look great. I mean, one of my favorite guys, Nick Ahmed, you know, great shortstop, you know, Gold Glove caliber. He's hitting .065. Peralta's hitting .182. Escobar, .132. Jake Lamb, .063. Cole Calhoun, .167. Probably off the top of my head, I say Ketel Marte and Christian Walker are probably the only two guys over 300, unless Starling Marte is in that mix too. But it's been so disappointing. But it's been in all the subdivisions of baseball. You know, sometimes your pitching can make up for your hitting, or your hitting can carry you through, or your bullpen can come in and make things up. And every facet has been bad. Even, Chafin, he's got a 12 ERA right now. he's doing it back to his walking the first man when he comes in to pitch. I don't know. Archie's doing well, but the rest of the guys, I was really counting on Robbie Ray, just like you said. And his ERA is like 8.6. Luke Weaver, another kid that I thought was going to really be good, he's like 14.7 ERA. The surprise has been Merrill Kelly, I think. He's 1-1, 2.6 ERA, 13 innings, 11 strikeouts. And here's the one thing he's done, Paul, that other pitchers haven't. He's only walked one guy. If you start picking these numbers through with, like, you know, Weaver, Robbie Ray, they're walking guys like crazy. So I don't know what the answer is. And it's so rare to see a whole team not hitting, basically. So,
yeah,
I'm not sure what the answer is.
On the Cave Show with PLR, with Kerry Lackey Law Line, KQNA's very own The God. Okay, so I remember before the season started, we had, again, incessant Zoom meeting after incessant Zoom meeting. And one of the things that Tori said was, because it's a sprint and not a marathon, there may be times where you look to move a guy out and move another guy in because there's really no time to hit out of a slump. Well, in saying what you're saying, unless your last name is Marte or Walker, who do you move out? Because there's nobody to move in when everybody is hitting so poorly. What do you think Torrey can do to shake this up?
Well, I tell you, that is one heck of a question. Yeah, Eldemaro Vargas was pounding the ball in these, you know, summer camp games, whatever the heck you want to call them. But once they stuck him in there, he hasn't been really anything to write home about. They just called up that Andy Young kid. I'm not going to, you know, put all my eggs in his basket. You got John Jay. He's not a big-time hitter. Tim LaCastro, he's a base stealer, if anything. You got a great point. I'm not sure what you're going to do. And one thing, Major League Baseball, I don't know if you saw this, because of the virus, which is probably the biggest story in baseball right now, even though it hasn't affected the Diamondbacks, but Thursday they were supposed to decrease the rosters from 30 to 28, but now they're thinking of leaving it at 30 again because so many players, you know, have been knocked out of the mix, so to speak, because of the virus. But when I look up down that Diamondbacks order, I'm not sure what you do either. You just got to trust that, you know what, these guys have done it in the past, so why can't they start doing it now? And as bad as this all looks on paper and everything, and I know it's a 60-game season, but they're only 4.5 games out, even after this, you know, horrible start. So it's not like, gosh, if they got hot, you know, some of these guys started going, that they can't get right back in the mix. But I'm not thrilled with the start. I know you aren't either.
Is it time to adjust certain things? Like, okay, so a guy's not hitting well. Well, if we get someone on, maybe let's try to steal. Maybe let's try to bunt. Maybe we go back to playing some old school baseball. And I'm not I'm not accusing the Diamondbacks of being over analytical, so I don't want anyone to say I am. But instead of being safe, hell, if you're 3-7 or 2-7, you're losing anyway, and you can't hit right now. Why not try to put some pressure on the other team and say, well, you know what? Maybe we need to get runners into scoring position and get guys going, because as a team, we're hitting a .192. Could it hurt? I mean, analytically, I know it's quote unquote bad to get thrown out at second, but at this point, does it really matter?
Well, here's the problem with your theory. And you know me, I like, you know, small ball and playing like that. But in order to steal bases and move runners over, what's the first thing you have to have?
A base runner.
And we're, you know, it's, they scored 27 runs this season. That's it in all these games that they have played. That comes out to be a 2.7 runs per game. So that is really, really weak. So I'm not sure. They just got to get some guys hitting, and then maybe we can, you know, reverse that. The Diamondbacks have always been good at running the bases. We've got some guys that can steal bases. But here's another alarming stat, too, I came across when I was just kind of going through all these things. We're allowing stolen bases like crazy. I don't know if you've noticed this. Out of 15 attempts, we've thrown one guy out. And there's a lot of times, be it Torrey or not trusting Carson Kelly or whatever, they're not even throwing down. The guy's just getting in the second base without drawing a throw. So automatically you're putting the other team in their runners in scoring position. I thought that was really an interesting stat. So in last year, they threw out 40% of the base runners. But this season, through 10 games, they've only prevented 7% of stolen base attempts. So there is something crazy going on, and I'm not sure why they're doing that. It seems to me Carson has a good enough arm. And, in fact, if you look at the Dodgers series, Mookie Betts, who, man, I have to admit, that kid, he is amazing. I don't know if you were watching the game when he got the ball in the right field corner and threw out Ketel Marte.
Oh, yeah.
Just launched this missile all the way in the air, didn't even hit the cutoff man, and Marte was out by about 4 feet. He hit for home runs, got doubles, made some great fielding plays, and the only thing he didn't do was steal a base, and he's about the only one who hasn't.
I'll tell you this, and let me reset you here. This is Doc KQNA on the Cave Show with PLR and the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Well, I'll tell you what, anything that they can do, that they could do to the Diamondbacks, they did. Doc, do you realize the Diamondbacks have 2 home runs this year?
Yep, that's it. That's what I was
that's
saying.
It.
I think the Dodgers had, did they have 18 or some crazy thing?
I think they had 2 in one of the games against the Diamondbacks. So
no, I'm sure you're right. Well, the batting average—their batting average is .192. On-base percentage is .268. So that's what we're talking about. You know, you're not getting anybody on base, and then their slugging percentage—that's .265, which ranks dead last, not in the National League, but in all of baseball.
Yeah, they've got to find a way, and with this being a sprint, there's no time to sit back. I honestly think they've got to figure out something to do. And Torrey's a really good manager. So I have no doubt that he's going to figure out what string needs to be pushed to get everyone going. I have no doubt. But you said 3-7, you know, you're only 4.5 games back, but you're 5 back in a loss column to the Rockies. And do you realize if the playoffs started right now, if I'm not mistaken, every team in that division would make the playoffs except one team.
Yeah, we're dead last. But
well,
if you went by percentages, I was going to say this is kind of facetious, but if you went by win percentage, the Marlins would be in. because they're 2-1, and then they shut them down. So I know that's not going to happen. One other thing in the Diamondbacks' favor, though, is to their benefit, Major League Baseball at the last minute said they were going to allow 16 teams into the quote-unquote tournament. It was only going to be 12. So that's a benefit because some of those teams are going to be below 500 that get into the playoff field.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Doc. So you know me. I always have some thinking outside the box when it comes to baseball. And so I am down with the starting the runner at second base because I believe right now you just don't have the arms to go to 19 inning games and can't bud sealing a tie. So I'm all for the, you know, when they said they were going to try the 60 games, I'm like, let's roll out everything and let's see if it works. What you like, you keep it for next year. What you don't like, you get rid of it. So I'm all for the man on second. I'm all for if we have to play doubleheaders, let's make them 7-inning games instead of 9-inning games. But here's my next one. And you're going to look at me and you're going to say that, Paul, what are you doing? In games where teams have COVID issues, and it's because we see guys like on the Marlins or the Cardinals, they decided not to be socially responsible, and they went out and did things. I think instead of doing makeups, those teams should just take a L, and the team that plays them should just get a W, because it's unfair for teams to have to figure out how they're going to make up 3 games against a team that was irresponsible. Let's just give them the W's, and let's take those zeros, those losses, those forfeits on the other team. Your thoughts?
Well, that's going to be a tough one. Those teams also infected other teams too, which like now the Cardinals had some more players come out that are infected. One of them is Yadier Molina, believe it or not. So
yep.
They're not going to play until Friday. They canceled their whole series against Detroit. So I'm trying to remember. I think they're going to be up against the Cubs come Friday. So I know Major League Baseball like to get that one in there, but there's a lot of players. But I don't know that you can do that, but it might have to be where you just eliminate some teams. I mean, I haven't really thought about that a lot. I don't know that you can give them an L, especially when Derek Jeter is the part owner of the Marlins. So he's already saying, oh, my players, they didn't go out, and they probably got it, you know, through meeting other players and talking to them. Who knows? But I'm going to back you up. I don't like your take on American Legion ball. I don't even like the DH, okay? I love the fact that both leagues are different in that respect. And the reason that'll probably pass is because the players' union is to look at it, and DHs can be older, that you can stay in the game longer, get paid more and what have you. But I still like the manager having to think ahead, hey, should I take my pitcher out? You know, he's pitching great, but, you know, we need some runs. And American League, you don't have to do any of that kind of stuff. So I still like the strategy and double switches. And then if you have the luxury of actually having a pitcher who can hit, like a Greinke or a Bumgarner on your team, you know, that gives you kind of an extra slot too. And I don't really like the 10 and a, or the extra inning rule with the guy on second base stuck out there. I guess it's to the Diamondbacks' advantage because they can't get a runner to second base. But I was expecting a lot more strategy. And I think, now when I read this might have been last week, in those situations, only one time did they bunt the runner over. Everybody's just taking hacks. And the Dodgers set a record by against the Astros. It was Rios, that young kid who hit the girder at Chase Field. He's going to probably take Justin Turner's place. But he became the first player in Major League history, I think, to hit a leadoff two-run homer. Let that sink in. Because the runner was put out there.
Yeah.
I don't like the rule. And here's, I'll just give this stat to you. It's something like only 77% of games in the last few years have gone beyond 10 innings anyway.
I get
77%
you.
Of the games were decided in the 10th inning and extra innings anyway. So there's not a lot of these long 18-inning games or long games as you might think. Most of the games are decided in the 10th inning, 77% of the time.
I just think that was a preventive measure. And here's the thing. I hate pitcher sitting. I do. But I do like the difference between the National League and American League just because of it's two different brands of baseball. My thing is, if we're in a 60-game season and there's all this crap you wanted to try, now's the time to try it. Let's just get it all in. Try it now. Whatever works, then we take it into next year. Whatever doesn't work, out. It was to get me through until we get to what's next. It's like in college. I was not a Spam fan, but my roommate and I ate Spam for 3 days till we made it to Friday's payday. And so it was a get me through. And so I consider this a get me through. Now, a couple other things I want to ask you about before I have to let you go. It has to do with
the Houston
Astros.
Okay, and I got one for you too, but go ahead.
Okay. Has to do with the Houston Astros. Now, Ed Smith, Eileen Carrasco, they've given me a hard time because, and I know you're going to too, because I know how by the rules you are with baseball. I have a certain amount of sympathy for the Houston Astros because of Joe Kelly. I'm going to explain myself. Because of Joe Kelly. See, there's a rule, and I talked to a couple baseball players. You can get even, and you can hit someone, and you can throw at their arm, you can throw at their butt, you can throw at their thigh. Joe Kelly went headhunting, and you cannot, no matter what they did, you cannot go headhunting. When you headhunt someone, I lose sympathy for you and your position because you could kill a guy with a baseball if you hit him in the head. Now, I know I'm taking it too far saying I feel some sympathy for him, but even though there are guys that are going to want to get even and they're going to have long memories, you have to admit, you can't throw at somebody like that. If you miss them, you miss them. That's the rule. You know, that's one of the unwritten, what are there, 14,000 unwritten baseball rules? One of the baseball rules is if you throw at a guy and you miss him, that's it. You can't just keep throwing at him, miss him, and then the next pitch, throw at him again. I think that's asinine. That's not baseball at this point.
Well, one of the written rules is you don't cheat for a whole season and steal signs and give like guys like Chan Ho Park a 22 ERA, which probably cost him $100 million in his next contract thing. So Joe Kelly is a hero. Let me explain this. What was the penalty for the Astros? The Astros players got no penalties, nothing. They've got the World Series ring. They got the check. The trophy is at Minute Maid Park right now. So they didn't suffer, but they gave Joe Kelly 8 games. And let me ask you this question. How many players did he hit?
But that's not the point.
No. Answer my question. Next point. You do realize that when he was thrown at, I think it was Korea, that was a curveball. Okay? That was, you know, when you go after some guys like in the old days, you're pumping up 98 miles an hour. That's the second point. The third point is this is a guy, as we were doing the summer camp and getting ready for the season, was filmed in his backyard practicing pitching, and he actually threw one through the bedroom window of his house. So he's pretty wild anyway, but I think he did it intentionally. And I've got to look this up again. And back in the day, this was probably 20 years ago, I was reading an article, I know it was Stan Musial, and they were asking him about, you know, because back then pitchers did throw at players, and they were asking him like, what do you think about, you know, guys throwing at the, like Sal Magley, and they come by your head and stuff. And he says, well, to tell you the truth, the easiest pitch to get out of the way of is when they throw at your head. It's when they throw at your knees with a fastball. That's the toughest to get out of the way. So that's a little tidbit from way back in the day. I don't know that they were throwing quite as hard as they are right now. But to me, if you went down in that Dodger clubhouse, Joe Kelly is now a hero.
Joe Kelly is a jerk. First off, an 8-game suspension for a pitcher is a 2-game suspension.
Stop. If he was a starter, you're right. We had this discussion on our show. When you hit a reliever with an 8-game suspension, that turns out to be like a 22-day suspension in a 160-game season, because he might pitch 6 days in a row out of the bullpen. So it's not the same as if they went to Madison Bumgarner and said, oh, you're going to miss 8 days. That might be two starts, maybe not even two starts.
Then he should think about that the next time he throws at someone's head. I just said you can hit him. Hit him in the arm. Hit him in the butt. You don't hit someone in the head, Doc. That's just not cool.
He didn't hit him.
And
he didn't hit him.
No, but okay.
He didn't hit him.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you were driving drunk and you got pulled over and you were drunk driving and the cops, and you looked at the cop and said, hey, but I didn't hit anybody and I'm only a block from the house, do they not give you the ticket? No, you still get the ticket. You were still driving drunk. Whether or not,
you
whether
don't,
or not
you,
there was...
Paul, you know I'm a very accurate driver.
Well, I know Joe Kelly is a very inaccurate...
See, this is why Paul and me love each other, because we have these great debates. But I can guarantee you right now, if you talk to players aside, where they didn't know they're going to be caught, just go off the record, you get a chance, and you ask if... Joe Kelly was warranted in what he did with the Astros, 90% of them will say yes.
Let me ask you this. Why are they mad at Houston anyway? They choked the other six World Series away on their own. What makes them think Houston would be any different?
Well, because that was the technologically advanced banging on the trash barrel, you know, season. So can you imagine this year with no fans in there and the mics all over if somebody was banging on a trash barrel? Holy smokes.
You know what? You know what's going to happen? The Astros are going to win the World Series, and everyone's going to be like, crap, what do we do now? On the Gary Lackey Law Line, I have the Doc from KQNA. Doc, one more, and
okay.
I know I got to let you go. Do the Diamondbacks recover? Actually, I have two more. One, do the Diamondbacks recover and make the playoffs?
There's something, I don't know if these guys are pressing too much or whatever, but I just have faith that some of these guys are going to pick it up hitting, and I think they have a shot at making the 16-game format, yes.
And then, two, there's a lot of this, and just so you know, whenever you hear me say the devil, I'm talking about COVID-19, there's a lot of this devil out there.
Hmm.
Can Major League Baseball get through this season? Will they?
I have
will
my
they
doubts.
Make it to the World Series?
I really – that one I'm like about 80% thinking not. And here's where, and then I know you're pressed for time, but if you remember in the very beginning, the players union, you know, was put out there to have the bubble situation. Might have been two or three bubbles in Major League Baseball. The players said, absolutely not. We want to spend time with our families, all this and that. I think if they would have somehow been able to do that, where the players are isolated, yes, they'd have a lot better chance. Now, I don't know that you could go into a bubble situation the way it is right now, but look how the NBA and hockey are doing, and you could never make it that way in baseball, but you could come a little closer than they are now. But there's no doubt that the hockey and the NBA is going to make it.
Doc, you know what, in saying that, I think there were too many selfish entities in baseball to legitimately make
yeah.
this work. I think you could
yep.
have taken quickly, I think you could have taken cities that have two ballparks, New York, Chicago, L.A., and the Bay Area, and you could have potted teams out, and the winner of the pod up in the San Francisco area played the winner of the pod down in L.A. The winner of the pod out in Chicago could have played the winner of the pod out in New York. You could have come to a city to have a World Series, almost like the Super Bowl, just a neutral city where you can get the games in. Players would have had to have sacrificed. I know that sounds like a crazy word for grown people, but they would have to sacrifice. And I like what the NBA and the WNBA and the NHL have done. And whenever I hear anybody, baseball, football, whatever, say it's too much of a sacrifice to be away from my family, I just want to remind them there are guys that go off to war that have gone 3 months to a year without their family,
mm-hmm.
and they make a whole lot less money. And I think that if I know now, if I went to my wife and I said, hey, babe, I'm going to skip playing because they want me to go in a bubble and I'm going to give back this $9 million, she would look at me and say, if you don't get your butt to that bubble, hell, I'll call you an Uber. Go get that $9 million. We'll see you in 90 days. I think it should have been more of that mentality. And because of that, I don't think, and I'm going to contradict myself when I with this answer, and you'll see why. I don't think baseball will finish because of coronavirus, but I think baseball will finish because even if there's only two teams standing, financially, baseball's not giving back money. So I think it will finish only because of that reason.
You could be very, very right on that, but you never know with you know, the governors or Dr. Fauci or whatever will happen. I hope you're right. I hope they have some kind of a finish to the season. But I'm with you. That made a lot of sense. I would have advised them to do some kind of a bubble or a pod or whatever answer there was, rather than just playing on everybody's own home ballpark. So I think the players basically popped the bubble right from the beginning.
Exactly. Hey, by the way, our ASU, before I let you go, got Verge and Remy back. Don't know if we're going to have a season, but we got them back.
Romelo's probably hitting himself against the wall right now, batting his head. The only thing that we lack is a big man, but we've got the 6'8" forward dudes that can rebound like crazy, and the Sun Devils are going to run. And now with Remy back in there, my advice to Remy is you watch every tape of Coach Hurley when he was at Duke, because Duke had never won a national title till he went there, and he scored when needed, but he's still the assist leader in college basketball to this day, mainly because he played 4 years. But Remy has to distribute the ball, and if he can swallow his pride just a little bit and be a distributor, this team is going to be off the charts, and you and I, Paul, we're going to have so much fun watching these guys. I'm excited.
I'm gonna throw all my media credentials out the window. If they win a title, I'm storming the court. I don't give a crap. Coronavirus be damned. I'm storming the court.
Yeah, that'd be a great picture. You and me running out to the – yeah, let's think about that.
Doc, man, I'm glad to hear from you. I'm glad that you're doing well. Please stay safe, my friend. There's so much craziness out here, and no one really knows, which makes it even more scary. Everyone claims they do, but I don't think anybody really does. So just be as safe as you possibly can and take every precaution, my friend.
You too, and God bless you and your family and those young boys of yours. They're awesome.
Thank you. I always appreciate that. Thank you, Doc. And we'll catch up for sure, my friend.
Okay. This was fun.
All right, buddy. Yes, sir. We got to do it again. All right,
absolutely.
Doc. Talk to you later. That was the Doc. Good friend. Listen, like I said, he's over at KQNA up in Prescott. This man knows baseball. Listen, we need to step away for a couple seconds. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit of the Suns. I'm going to ruin it for you. I'm going to give you an update if you're at work. I'm good at that. We'll be right back on the Cave Show with PLR.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us today, this Tuesday. Crazy week, the rest of this week. We're going to have more and more for you. More guests, more everything, constantly giving you everything that you could possibly like. A couple quick updates for you. I am scheduled to be on a show tonight, an apolitical sports show. Well, it's really not a sports show, an apolitical show that talks about politics, and they've asked yours truly to come on and talk about sports and how it relates to politics. I know. I don't know if they want to do that either. I don't know. That's dangerous. But anyway, I will be on tonight as soon as I get that link. I will make sure it is on our social media page over at the Sports Cave on the Twitter as well as the Instagram. And remember, Cave is always with the K over at Facebook as well. Again, at Sports Cave, where Cave is with the K. Last night over on Inside Sports, another show that I am on, had the honor of talking to the great K-Ray, Kevin Ray, the voice, TV voice for the Phoenix Suns. He also does the Dallas Cowboys games, and a lot of good stuff from him. I'll have some links up as well, so you can check that out as well. Again, check out the links over on the Twitter, Instagram, and the Facebook at Sports Cave, where Cave is always, always, always with a K. So I know you've heard me talk about this potting in baseball and how they should have did it. And I know you're probably like, well, damn, keep talking about it, but we're already into the season. What more can we do? Well, one thing that we can do, and I'm saying we as if I'm a player, people have to really be careful of what they're doing. You can't just do the things that you normally do, because we aren't living in the times that they normally are. It's really simple for baseball, and it's going to be really simple for football. Because you don't know what it's going to be like for your significant other, because they're going to end up coming in contact with people, you then have to take no chances. And does it mean that for a couple months, you can only literally take your ass to the game and then bring your ass back home? Well, yeah. It's a crazy word called sacrifice. You're sacrificing to do your job, one. You're sacrificing to do something you love, two. And you're sacrificing to bring home a paycheck, three. And you're sacrificing for the good of the league that you play for. Baseball guys, you just got to do it. Some of you guys are doing it magnificently. I don't know if it comes down to the clubhouse or the strength of the clubhouse or the voices that are in the clubhouse, but you have the Yankees, they're finding a way. Dodgers doing fine. They're finding a way. The Diamondbacks may not be hitting, but they're finding a way. And then you got these other guys, and they're you know, saying, we did nothing, we did nothing, we did nothing. Does doubt protest too much? It's a matter of getting it in. It means you, if, because you had to go home. You know, you had to go home. Now you have compliance, guys. There is a saying, if you don't want to be treated like a child, don't act like a child. If you don't need someone policing you all day, then don't act like you need to be policed all day. It's really just that simple. And I've said it and I'll say it again. I think baseball will finish not because it's the right thing to do, but it's the monetarily right thing to do. But we both know in any other circumstance, this game would have stopped. The season would have been over. You get basically the 19 people from one team with this devil, and now you got another 8 or 9 people with this devil from the Cardinals. There's been series left and right canceled. You're only playing 60 games. You don't have time to make up games. How do you justify playing doubleheaders? You can't. If you go to scheduling on a four-letter and just look at the schedule, it has separated the games that are scheduled today and then the postponed games. Phillies at the Yankees, postponed. St. Louis at Detroit, postponed. Philadelphia at Miami, postponed. Look, if I'm a player, I don't even want to take my ass to Miami. I don't want to step in Florida at all. Right now, Florida is a mess. That snake stinks from the head up. Poor management at the top with the governor, poor management with the team. Look, Derek Jeter is an icon. An icon. But your guys can't come down with it like that. I'm sorry. You got to get to the root of it. You got to do some digging. Were these guys out? Were they doing something they weren't supposed to? Matchups this weekend or matchups starting tomorrow. St. Louis, Detroit, postponed. doubleheader, postponed. New York, Baltimore, postponed. Philadelphia, Miami, like I said, postponed. This is nuts. You either give the teams, and is it fair to the teams that come down with COVID? No. But if you find out that they've done something they're not supposed to, they got to take those L's. It's just that simple. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you for joining me this Tuesday. A couple quick notes on the side. I'm not going to get into too much of the gameplay because right now they're in the second quarter, and you can flip over and watch the game. And me playing pregame stuff for you right now, it's kind of useless when the game is actually being played. But I do want to talk about one thing because this doesn't just have to do with this game in particular. It has to do with the style of play that the Suns are playing. And I just want you to hear Monty Williams talk about the style of play because Suns look loose. The Suns are getting up and down the court. And I just want you to hear when he talks about style of play.
I mean, I spent time talking to all of the guys last summer about, you know, style. And, you know, I thought it'd be fun to play this way. But it came down to having the youngest team in the league. Not being able to play any other way and have success. That's what it came down to. And I feel like the guys from Flagstaff till now have, you know, committed to that. And I think it's fun, you know, to play a certain way and have a style and know that, you know, that's who you are. That's not our identity. And I think our guys, you'd have to ask them, but I think they like playing this way. But I think it's controlled and strategic. I just think that guys, you know, I hope teams around the league notice that that's our identity, and I hope people see it's a fun way to play basketball.
So basically, if you go all the way back to James Jones saying, guys like playing for Monty Williams, it's really just that simple. Guys like playing for him. You've heard Devin Booker say he's just a honest person, on the court, off the court. It's really just that simple. Now, there was a question that someone did ask Coach. I thought it was kind of funny. They asked about AD because, as you know, AD was with New Orleans. I think they were Pelicans at the time when he was the coach. And this is what he said about AD because, as we know, AD plays for the Lakers. Lakers have a really good shot at, if not winning it all, going to the finals. And this is what he said about AD and his maturity and how he's changed as a basketball player.
I hadn't watched him like that. Good luck. I think it takes a while for the game to slow down for guys. All the great players, in my opinion, go through a progression. You know, they establish who they are. They get the big contracts. They make the all-star teams. And not that winning is not a priority, but they get to a point where winning is the only thing that cares or matters. And that's what it looks like with AD. It's just he's a winning player. You know, I watched him in the Utah game, you know, slowly walk into a screen to get the switch. Whereas when I had him, that was he was running into the guy, diving, dunk. Like, that's what he knew. Now the game is so slow for him. He started like this, right? And now you can just see the game is just like, he gets the mismatch, LeBron goes, he goes, they got shooters, and he just plays. Just makes many plays. Gosh, you're not going to pin me in that hole and have other players mad at me. So I have no idea. I think all those guys are great. I hope they play poorly against us. That's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
And that's the answer you get when someone asks you if AD is the best player in basketball. That's where we are. Listen, I want to hit you with some news and notes before we have to get out of here today. Rafael Nadal has decided to back out of the U.S. Open. Concerns with that devil known as COVID-19. He has not played. Ash Barty over on the women's side, the world's number one. She's already pulled out of the U.S. Open. Double concerns as well. Doc touched upon this. Yadier Molina was one of the St. Louis Cardinals that came down with the double, the COVID-19. There's a couple other players on the Cardinals team. They haven't given permission for their illness to come out. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you have to give permission for a team to say what your ailment is. Called HIPAA laws. Can't just go out there and say stuff. And then in college football, a couple of different things. Some major players are going to opt out. They're not going to play this year. A lot of it is concerns with COVID-19. Some of it is they have concerns about what it's going to do to them draft-wise. If they play and the season doesn't complete or they get injured. And some are pulling out for social reasons. So we'll see. I'll have more information for you as I get it. I'll get it to you. TCU's head coach, Gary Patterson, has apologized for using the N-word. He said he didn't call a player the N-word. He just requoted what the player said. Okay. Gary Patterson is in six. He knows better. He knows optically that is a horrific look. Horrific look. Now, yes, he is 100% correct. He did not call anybody the N-word. But Gary, come on. We just saw this whole thing in Clemson. Can't quote it. You know optically it's going to play badly. You know that. What's the win? That's the thing in life that I'm having the hardest time understanding lately with people. They can see as far as their nose, but they don't always stop and say, what's the win for saying it? I just don't get it. Whatever. Anyway, he's apologized. We'll see how that shakes down with his team, how that shakes down with the TCU fan base, and we'll just, I don't know, we'll just take it from there. Fun show today. A lot of good stuff that came out. Listen, I got to play this because it's my favorite quote. Diana Taurasi hit us with this, and you're not going to hear this just once. You're going to hear this again here on the Cave
Show. You play like punks. You get treated like a punk.
It's just that simple. I will tell you what, if you're not doing anything the rest of the afternoon, hopefully you set your DVR to the Suns game because I know you listened to me first. The Suns are competing their you-know-what's off. And I will tell you this, they are not punks. They're not playing like punks. And Devin Booker is that guy. He is that dude. Believe me on that. And no, I don't want to hear from you, Ed. And no, I don't want to hear from you, Earl. Has nothing to do with narcotics. He is that dude. Make sure you're following us on social media, at Sports Cave, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, and on the Instagram. Cave is with the K. Do not forget that. SportsCave.com. Again, Cave is with the K. And you can always go to our website at thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. You can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on sports. Until tomorrow, this has been the Cave Show with PLR. Thank you to our guest, Doc, over at KQ&A for giving us a call. Appreciate it. He is the man. Make sure you're checking him out. Again, KQ&A, Prescott, the Doc. Until tomorrow, everyone have a great day. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. Tips, bring us home. We'll be right back.